No, this is my homebrew rig. It's been on the air about 2.5. It'll actually be 3 years this November. Oh, it is November. 3 years, the 27th of November, it will be on the air with uninterrupted service. Not even a fart. It's amazing. Just amazing.
Well, I think I was at your house just about a year and a half ago. We were checking out stuff through the telescope.
What were we doing? I don't remember.
Smoking and drinking heavily.
Well, okay, you've got me at a disadvantage.
It was when the comets crashed, right around the time the comets are going to crash into Jupiter.
Yeah, we had this rig. Yeah, this is the same rig, 833-14-1000.
Ooh, very nice. Very nice. What are you running for plate voltage?
3,800.
Oh, Hey now, I got something to fantasize about tonight when I go to sleep.
This is the first time we've run her at this. We were normally running it around 2,500. And we've been doing some modifications to the station as well as the equipment, antenna systems. Kind of going through that 8-year itch. I've been actually, this is my 9th year as a licensed amateur radio operator, 10 years operating. And the station, I've ripped it pretty much all apart and pulling out all the cabling that's been building up in here over the last 8 years and took all those pieces that I found and bought that I knew I'd need and haven't moved for 8 years. And we're getting rid of all that stuff and doing things up. So one of the first things I did is I built a new antenna tuner here. The Johnson Flashbox just doesn't like the full 500 watts input. With a 500 watt input and 110-120% modulation peaks, which is what I prefer to run, the thing would flash over. So I had to build an antenna tuner that would allow me to run the full half a gallon in.
Yeah. I don't know what this guy's doing.
Yeah, that a lot.
Well, sounds like a very, very fine business for radio, Gary. You're not quite well in here. I wonder if I'm doing the same in your neck of the woods.
Got you at 60 dB on the R39D. Not to be confused with an R390A.
I'll pull an N2 INR here for a second.
Rig had already been preset on 160, so I just had to set all the controls here for 75 and make sure we were tuned up properly. Anyway, good to hear you there, Al, and Gary, and Jamie, and I heard Tim here earlier. I just got back from George W1 UAX's house after a bunch of us helped him put up a tower for an end support for his George's 160-meter antenna. So again, speaking of 160, we'll hear W1 UAX down there very soon. In fact, I'll probably float down there in a little while myself, next half hour, so I can already hear the band beginning to fade out. It's been dying locally here quite consistently, and the best refuge from that is 160. So anyway, I don't know whose turn it is. Signals are great. Everyone's coming in here pretty good, but I'm beginning to see that characteristic, the band getting ready to fade out, fade on signals here. So, whosever turn it is to transmit, go ahead and grab it from K1KW.